This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Today is Labor Day, and what better way to celebrate than with music from the hardworking Americans? The band certainly lives up to its name. They've been on the road ever since they formed a little over a year ago and performed their first concert in Boulder as a benefit for Colorado flood relief. KUNC's Benji McPhail recently sat down with a few of the band members to catch up and discover some of the stories behind the supergroup's success.
Hardworking Americans are a six-piece band with an extremely eclectic background featuring singer-songwriter Todd Snyder, Dave Schools from Widespread Panic, Neil Casale of Ryan Adams' band, Chad Staley from Great American Taxi, Dwayne Trucks, Jesse Acock, and Neil Casale, the two guitar players for Hardworking Americans, sat down with us and were showing some of the effects a long tour can take. I was curious if there were any conflicts with some of their other projects.
A lot of burned bridges and, upset booking
lawsuits
agents.
To follow.
Yeah, Jesse's in the middle of a pretty nasty lawsuit right now.
It's a touchy subject. There's a lot of people involved.
There are, yeah.
It's gotta come from your heart.
Despite all of the songwriting skills in Hardworking Americans, the band decided for their debut album to perform nothing but cover songs.
That was all Todd, and it certainly wasn't a random process. he'd been gathering songs for years by his favorite songwriters that don't get a lot of recognition, I mean, with the exception of, like, Gillian Welch. But he'd been carefully choosing songs, making a list for years. So it was a very thoughtful process for him, and there was a narrative involved. Most of the reason for the album's success is how carefully he chose those tunes.
James Brown, only white and taller.
Like their name, the Hardworking Americans' music reflects blue-collar attitudes with songs like Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man, Stomp and Holler, and Blackland Farmer. It's easy to see that the band is trying to make a statement.
I think it's quite conscious. And like I say, it wasn't random. It was a plan, and we're happy to follow it out with him.
He made a black land farmer.
Unlike a lot of supergroups from the past, Hardworking Americans have plans to keep this project going well past their one and only release.
No, we're working on new music. Right?
Yeah, original music.
We are. We've already written a bunch of new music. It's in progress. The songs aren't quite finished yet, but we've recorded a bunch of stuff. And we like being in this band a lot. It was just kind of an experiment, at first, just to see what would happen. And as it turns out, we all get along just famously. And we're going to be making a new record.
And going down to the
Hardworking Americans are currently on tour as well as working on that album of all original material. For KUNC, I'm Benji McPhail.